This is Shoresides Broadcasting from Working Narrative Studio. Shoresides is a Real People media project. Coming up next, a Shoresides news special where we capture the stories of your coastal neighbors.
I'm Lily Nicole. I am a local community person. I work in theater. I work with a lot of nonprofits downtown, and I live downtown as well. So, no, this is definitely the biggest show I've ever stage managed.
Brandon Smith! Brandon Smith! Brandon Smith!
From 5 to 9, we are protesting every day. We have a permit to be here every single day until June 6th of next year, 2021. For like the first 20 days, I was here every single day. At first, it was mourning with George Floyd, and we were all coming together as a community to cry out against the police atrocities and the excessive violence to the point of death. But our protests have evolved into listening, like I said, to the community and seeing what they need. And we have so many people coming out here for so many hours on a day, we decided to structure ourselves and to structure our endeavor, showcase the indiscrepancies about the availability of information on the minority population. And when I say the minority population, I'm not only referring to the African Americans, the artists that barely make minimum wage, it's the service industry workers, it's the locals that have been here for 60 to 70 years who are getting pushed out of their house, it's the African Americans, it's the college kids that don't have a place where they're fitting in, but they're trying to make it their home.
George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd! George Floyd!
We're requesting that our police officers get out of your car and walk around with us, come meet us. We're constantly inviting them to come and protest with us. We've opened an offer for them to come join us on Community Day Saturday, out of your uniform or in it if you want to. Come out in the community, work with us, and stop acting as if you're against us. If you can find the holes in the system that endorses structural violence or allows you to enforce structural violence, like I said, to a point where this policy, this bill, this law is directly impacting and causing pain on either one person or a group of people, that is how you fix the system. Just break it down from within. I've had to talk myself off of a ledge, so to speak, a couple of times, just to force myself to check back in, force myself to address what's going on. I actually just started talking to someone about a week ago, so when we see each other out here, if someone's spiraling, like, we've come so close so quick, we can see it, and we'll pull people to the side and be like, hey, you know, we have those little moments of talks. Yeah. Right now, actually, everyone is just factoring protesting around their work schedule. They literally consider it a second job. A lot of us, we all just like want to be here 24/7, but we are getting a schedule and we're trying to hold ourselves to it, more so for our sake of not burning out and reminding ourselves that this is a marathon. We want to harness this energy and actually plant roots here.
You've been listening to a Shoresides News special, sponsored in part by NC News Lab. Shoresides is a local journalism project serving coastal North Carolina and beyond. Thanks for listening.